when I was little, when I was free.
For the hundreds of thousands of men, women and children who are trafficked each year, the story goes the same as this clip from the Not For Sale campaign. Between 100 to 800,000 people per year are trafficked into the European Union alone, according to European Commission estimates. This kind of exploitation can earn organised criminal gangs worldwide up to £10.7 billion per year. Anti-slavery estimates that around half of the people trafficked to the UK are forced into the sex trade, and around a quarter are trafficked for forced labour. The remaining end up in domestic servitude in people's homes. Paul Donohoe from Anti-Slavery explains.
Usually women, but not always, sometimes men, sometimes children, who are brought here, often promised a job as a waitress or in a shop or any normal standing work opportunity. But when they get here, they find that they're being controlled by a criminal gang. They'll suffer horrendous violence and forced into prostitution, where there'll be threats against them and against their families back home if they decide to try and escape.
Government data shows that most of those trafficked into the UK are from Nigeria, China, Vietnam, Romania and the Czech Republic. Victims of human trafficking work in various sectors, usually going unnoticed. Apart from working in prostitution, they also work in catering, construction, in factories and on farms. Paul Donohoe tells us of a kind of human trafficking that the UK has become a common destination for.
We have children trafficked to this country and forced to work in criminal enterprise. The main types are Vietnamese children trafficked and forced to work on cannabis cultivation. And a cannabis farm is just a normal home in a normal suburban street these days. The whole house has been gutted and replaced by cannabis plants being grown 24 hours a day under intense light. It's often children who are the gardeners to do this, and they're here against their will. They're probably were promised a job as a restaurant, working in a restaurant or whatever. They're here, they're not paid anything, they're fed very little, and when the police make arrests, they make arrests of these children. And the children won't say anything because they know that the gangs are brutal.
This clip is part of a Stop the Traffic film aimed at raising awareness among young people of how all young people are vulnerable to human trafficking.
Emily. Emma.